Immigration officials are processing requests from business owners who want to hire foreign guest workers through the H-2B visa program. Congress has set the cap at 66,000 workers per fiscal year. An additional 15,000 visas were made available this year for businesses that could prove they face serious financial harm without foreign guest workers. But some companies are finding they can't hire enough. Matthew Casey of KJZZ reports on an Arizona-based drywall company that turned to H-2B labor as the economic recovery began, and its market share grew.
Vicente and Mario Moran climbed stepladders in unison with a heavy board held over their heads. The cousins work for the company Paul Johnson Drywall, and they're in the city of Goodyear, toiling on what will eventually be homes for seniors.
One board will wear you out, so you gotta be a special kind of crazy to do this job.
Hanging vertical drywall is hard work. Fastening it to the ceiling is even tougher. From the top of the ladders, the men lift the drywall into place, hold it up with one hand, and reach for their tool belts with the other. Vicente and Mario Moran are from a family of Mexican immigrants, and relatives introduced them to this business about 15 years ago. The entry-level wage is around $27,000 a year. Top workers earn in the low six figures.
Like, as a matter of fact, our uncle's across the hall right now. You know, he's kind of one of the ones that taught us.
At first, the cousins struggled with the job's physical and mental demands, but they didn't quit. Now they are both foremen. Vicente isn't sure why more people don't tough it out.
Hey, if I had an answer to that, we wouldn't have a labor issue right now, you know?
Paul Johnson Drywall's labor shortage got more challenging this past year, says owner Cole Johnson.
We didn't get H-2B workers, and that's almost a universal story across the United States for construction for craft workers.
When a generation gap of craft workers, an industry exodus during the Great Recession, and a huge spike in market share threatened the company's ability to meet demand during the recovery, Johnson turned to foreign guest workers.
It's an extremely difficult and expensive process.
But, Johnson says, the government's process changed last year. It was less transparent. Federal officials kept asking his company for more information. So Johnson wasn't able to hire any H-2B workers. It's had an effect on his business.
There's projects on a daily basis that we declined to bid based on not having an ability to quickly enough train the workforce that we need.
Johnson thinks the problem was convincing the government that his need for guest workers was temporary and seasonal. He argues it is because, for example, the slow and busy seasons haven't changed in 50 years.
It's a very tiny program.
University of Georgia professor Cindy Hahamovich has studied H-2B visas. Hahamovich says when the H-2B program emerged in the 1980s, the idea was to help fill a need for seasonal jobs, like a cook at a resort.
But we've seen the program encroaching into industries that are simply recasting themselves as hirers of temp workers only.
Hahamovich says H-2B workers have to accept the pay and conditions of the person who hires them. Some get paid minimum wage and are even in debt when they get to the U.S. If they quit, they become undocumented. So taking a higher-paying job with better conditions is not an option. And all of this binds temporary foreign workers to their employer in a way that Americans aren't.
This is not just about labor scarcity. This is also about control of workers.
Back at the job site in Goodyear, Vicente Moran says guest workers are easier to train than Americans. Their mind is set on making it in drywall, no matter what.
You don't just have to be tough, like you gotta be smart too.
Paul Johnson Drywall had planned to apply again for H-2B workers in the new fiscal year. But the company recently changed course and will now invest in a relocation program for U.S. workers to keep building its labor force. The company hopes to eventually hire about 100 workers a month. For Here and Now, I'm Matthew Casey.